brought to you every day by First Century Bank. Split Squad today. Woody is at Christopher's Eats, where tonight it'll be the Doc Holliday call-in show, and also tonight it will be HD Radio. Mike Hamrick, Chuck Landon, Mike Kirtner, all hanging out together, and of course, we will be there as well. So, Woody Woodrum joins me. Dennis, I cannot hear my headphones, by the way. Still can't hear, Dennis. Sorry I have to do this on the air. Dennis, cannot hear. We'll fix that here in just a second. We have Woody. Not hearing Woody. We're trying to get that solved as well. Just technical problems through and through here, Dennis. Of course, you can join the program by calling us 877-420-8255. That number again, 877-420-8255. We'll get Woody Woodrum joining us here in just a moment. Of course, he's live at Christopher's Eats. Well, it's going to be a busy show tonight, and we've got at least 4 hours of fun coming at you. Later on this evening, it's going to be Thursday Night Football returning to the airwaves. New York Giants taking on the Chicago Bears. We're going to have that for you. 8 o'clock will be our start time there. Of course, the Giants not looking so hot. The Bears are a little bit better, 3-2, but the Giants, on the other hand, not so good. So, I hear Woody. Am I here? And I don't hear me. There we go.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry we have to do this on the air. It's embarrassing and it's ridiculous.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Oh, just trying to solve standard broadcasting procedures here, which apparently we don't seem to know how to do.
Well, you know, I figured Gene and Bobby and Dottie and Boz may have turned some knobs and unplugged a few things because, you know, they were having plenty of fun going after the government. And all of a sudden, they got a caller, Dave, who started punching on the athletic program at Marshall. And, well, why do they have to spend millions on athletics when we need $3,000 to buy two needed pieces of equipment in a journalism school? And I was like, wait a minute, we're getting beat up here, and we don't even have a voice in this one.
Wait a minute. First of all, the journalism department at Marshall University, they get funded by student fees, correct?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, where do they have a fundraising arm? I don't want to go against both of them because the athletic department has money that comes outside of the funding, usually from student fees.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were really excited about. The color was. Now I won't say, Boz and Dottie, and Boz said, you know, there are other funding sources that certainly provide money to athletics that maybe aren't available to academia. And you know, I thought exactly that, Paul. I thought, well, you know, they do have fundraisers for the Marshall University Foundation, but I wonder if the time has come because the med school has their own fundraiser. That's what Linda Holmes does. The Big Green fundraisers for athletics. Maybe the Page Pitt School of Journalism needs a fundraiser of sort to bring some money into that program. And they were all in a tiff, as you and I are certainly lined up with them on this part of it, that to take journalism and put it into fine arts school is just short-sighted,
ridiculous. Yeah, you lose the identity of the journalism school.
Dottie was using all those words. She's very put out about it, and so is Boz. And Boz relayed a story that, you know, Rob Johnson went to Indiana, and they've had out there, you know, Paige Pitt's very well-known here. Well, their school of journalism in Indiana is the Ernie Powell's School of Journalism, the famous World War II correspondent, cartoonist who covered the GIs so very well. They are merging them with fine arts as well and tearing down the Ernie Powell Journalism School building, which the alumni is up in arms about.
Well, it's offensive.
So,
it's offensive that you would combine the two disciplines. Because honestly, I think the journalism school needs to stand alone. And obviously, after reading some of the stuff in the Parthenon and other sources, they need some funding over there because they're out of order. You know what? That's the thing. You know, how bad is it going to get if it merges now and there's no single discipline there?
Right. Well, and you know, Dottie said originally, and I think this happened just about the time I was there, was when they took broadcast journalism away from communications and put it into school journalism. And I think, you know, about the time Clint McElroy and I and others of our age got there, that was happening, that it had been taken away and moved over to journalism. But, you know, at least that made sense, because broadcast journalism in with the school journalism, so you had to learn to write for the Parthenon, which is going to make you a better broadcaster.
See, I came through the broadcasting track before you got lumped in with the J school, because there's some accreditation issues going on, and of course, you know, you show off everything that Dr. Bailey has achieved and accomplished with the radio side and the broadcasting side. Oh, this is wonderful. You guys are great. Of course it is. Of course it is. That's why he's a Hall of Famer, going in the Hall of Fame on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. And that was a travesty, but, you know, Dave, and I understand, he's probably on the academic side at Marshall, which, you know, it does drive you crazy if you drive down 3rd and 5th Avenue and you see these million-dollar structures going up, and you know that your school of journalism needs, I don't know what it is, but he kept saying two pieces of equipment crucial to teaching journalists that were only $3,000. And I'm like, you know, that's ridiculous, too. I mean, I agree with him wholeheartedly.
And the president's office is writing a check right now.
Well, that's just it.
Requisition the pieces of equipment?
Or the new owners of the Herald Dispatch, or, you know, our radio station, or get all those entities along with WSAZ, WOWK, and Fox 11, and WCHS, and all pool together and buy what this piece of equipment is, because $3,000 is a drop in the bucket for multi-million-dollar companies, ourself included. So, you know, first off, but we didn't hear about that. You know, we know that the athletic facilities are needed. But I can see from an outside view when something's short in your department, you point a finger, because athletics is kind of getting out of control all over the nation. Marshall,
it's because of television. It's all back to television and this arms race, because now college athletics, it's not a sporting event. It's a business venture. That's exactly what this is.
Absolutely.
And you'll hear fundraising galore. You know, we need this to compete. We need that to compete. We need. And that's always going to happen. The days of just going to a football game and watching the game are over. Now, you know, it is a venture for business.
Yes, it is. And here's the sad part of it, as we all know. Very few schools are actually making money. Many are losing money. And they're having to be reimbursed by their school or their state. And, you know, I don't care how you move it around. Marshall doesn't, you know, ever say, well, we don't have money like that. That comes from sources at the university outside of Big Green. West Virginia tends to say, oh, well, we don't get any state money, although they take the state money, put it in the Mountaineer Athletic Fund, and then write checks out of there.
Convenient,
so Yeah, you know, and that – everyone knows that's working. They had passed along, broke all that out nearly a decade ago now. When push came to shove, he was like, you know, oh yeah, a good 30% or so of our budget. And so it's high at that school as well as Marshall. But, you know, the Ohio States, the Texas, the people like that are few and far between that are actually making money in athletics. With that said, that's the way we make our living. It's what we do. And, you know, I think, you know, the indoor facility, it's not just a practice facility, which is what he kept calling it. And I could see if it was just for practice to keep football out of the weather for 6, 8, 10 times a year, I might say, well, that's certainly not worth it. But we know it's going to be for track, for soccer, for baseball, for football, for soccer.
For Woody Woodrum. It's going to be for everybody.
Events, for recruiting. There's all sorts of things. And it's a transitional sports medicine place, which is going to make the workplace in Huntington, West Virginia, a better place. The Hall of Fame, well, that's a bell and a whistle. You know what? But just about every school has one. And, you know, Marshall's been a long time getting away from just some pictures on the hallway. The kids don't know who they are. And they walk by, and there's nothing really to excite them about those old pictures on the wall. That's been our Hall of Fame, basically.
I agree.
Yeah, it's 30 years.
It's tucked away nowhere, really. Henderson Center, not that many people go through those hallways on a game day only, and they're not paying attention.
Well, even if they know the name and they see the sport, they still 90% of the people go by don't know anything about those people, and that's another thing that will be corrected with this. But I understand, though. I certainly do that, you know, the academic side sometimes sits there and sees about athletics, but athletics does go out. Mike Hamrick has personally gone out here and raised nearly $18 million for the soccer and the indoor facility. And, you know, the university is dedicating less than a third of it on their budget. So, you know, that's the way things should work for the all the academic side as well. They should have some outside money coming in. I don't know, though. It might be time for a fundraiser in different departments on campus just to see what they can do. But then you get into this, and I know this goes on between the foundation and the Big Green. You can't talk to them, or you can't talk to them. Those are ours. So you don't try to get money from them because those are ours.
You know what? I've seen stupidity like that recently. It's called Congress.
Well played, my friend. Well played.
When we come back from break, Ken Levicka is going to join us. He's the play-by-play announcer from FAU. Then Woody will rejoin us, and we'll have more from Christopher Zietz. We hope to be talking to Chris Crocker this hour as well, the former Marshall great and Bengals standout.
Oh, yeah.
And next hour, hope to be hearing from Bryant Anania, Marshall golfer. He's going to join us hopefully in the next hour. So that's what your show looks like here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We have nice quiet conditions, and after a gorgeous day, we're looking for the lows to fall down to about 49 degrees in a partly cloudy sky. Again, we'll have a few clouds, but a lot of sunshine. The high right around 74 for our Friday afternoon. We're looking for the lows back in the low 50s. Friday night football games looking phenomenal. And Saturday, sunshine aplenty and the high temperature back in the upper 70s. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, SuperTalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Kentucky Automotive, just off the Grayson exit of I-64, is proud to lay claim to being a little bit different. At Kentucky Automotive, they like their competition. They like the fact that they care. Kentucky Automotive even likes the fact that the other car dealers scream from the rooftops about great prices they offer. You see, at Kentucky Automotive, they just don't brag. Kentucky Automotive just quietly makes great deals, whether it's a new Ford car or truck, a Jeep, a Chrysler, or pre-owned vehicle. Kentucky Automotive in Grayson gets the deal done. And that may be worth shouting about, but we'll let you do that.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See Jim Moreland, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Brandon Huffman, 5506 Big Title Road, Cross Lanes. And Jeff Smith, 638 8th Street, Huntington.
Like a good
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
We're the better bank. Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability. We're the name you can trust. We're the better
Kentucky
bank.
Farmers Bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Are you looking for the best prices on guns and ammo? Look no further than JD Armory, your one-stop gun shop for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammo. JD Armory carries handguns such as Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, and Ruger. If you're looking for rifles or shotguns, they carry Mossberg, Remington, and Winchester. JD Armory also gives CCW training classes and is a Class 3 NFA with Yankee Hill and Jim Tech. Located at 802 4th Street, South Point, Ohio, beside Mean Pharmacy, or visit online at jdarmory.com.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can, this week, at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Coach Bob Pruitt and Coach Red Dawson are legends of college football. They understand winning and being on a championship team.
Being on a winning team means you have to put together the best players and give it your all.
That's not only true on the football field, but it's also true in life and in business.
First Century is a team of champions, and you should bank with them.
Join the winning team. Bank with First Century Bank.
The checking account that saves you money?
No joke. United Rewards Checking gives me discounts on our prescriptions, movie and theme park tickets, and more. Plus 10% cash back on everyday purchases like groceries, household supplies, and entertainment.
Touchdown, West Virginia!
I'm saving so much money, my wife didn't even care that I bought this new team jersey.
United Rewards Checking. Free with 10 signature-based check card purchases a month. Otherwise, $6.75 per month. Just one more way. United Bank, West Virginia's bank, is at your service. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Tradition. There's comfort and strength in tradition. The Book Exchange is proud to be a long-standing part of Mountaineer tradition. We're also proud to participate in newer traditions like Gold Rush at Mountaineer Field. Saturday, September 28th, fans will fill the stadium wearing gold to support the team as they take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Stop into the Book Exchange, gear up with the latest gold WVU apparel, and be a part of Mountaineer tradition. The Book Exchange on Willie Street and on Patterson Drive. Online at bookexchangewb.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Tigers and A's play Game 5 tonight in Oakland, 8:07 Eastern Time. It's Game 5 of the American League Divisional Series, and the winner will get to face the Red Sox in the AL Championship Series, which starts on Saturday. NLCS begins tomorrow in St. Louis, and the Cardinals will put Joe Kelly on the mound against the Dodgers. Michael Wacha will be St. Louis's starter in Game 2. Adam Wainwright then gets the nod for the Cards in Game 3. Some news from college football in Minnesota. Head football coach Jerry Kill will take an open-ended leave of absence from the team to focus on treating his epilepsy. In the NFL, Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson was limited in practice today. He's been dealing with a knee injury and is considered a game-time decision for Sunday's contest against the Browns. Week 6 in the NFL starts tonight. Giants and Bears at 8:25 Eastern Time. And the 2013-2014 PGA Tour season is underway. Kyle Stanley has a share of the lead at the Fries.com Open at 5 under par.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
I want to welcome to the program now the play-by-play announcer for FAU, Ken Levicka. And Ken, spending a few minutes with us this afternoon. Thanks for being a part of the show, Ken. And we're excited coming down to see Florida Atlantic, the Owls, on Saturday.
Yeah, Paul, it's going to be a hot one, as it always is this time of year in South Florida, but I've been made aware that there's going to be an invasion of herd fans, a lot of green and white, into Boca Raton, and I tell you what, FAU is going to welcome them in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good football game, and despite FAU's record, I think you're going to find a much more competitive team than what the 2-4 would suggest.
I guess what's going to make this game interesting as well is Marshall's bringing a lot of Florida kids back home, and so already kids are clamoring for tickets. I know there's going to be a huge surge of fans wanting to see their kids. Have you ever seen a team come back to Florida with so many Florida kids loaded on their schedule? I mean, on their roster?
Not sure that I've seen the numbers that you'll see with Marshall. I believe 34 is the number on that Marshall roster that are from the Sunshine State. Middle Tennessee State, new member to Conference USA like FAU from the Sun Belt, has an awful lot of Florida kids. And this is just a state that gets poached an awful lot. But, of course, Doc Holliday has all sorts of connections in the state. Makes a ton of sense. There are four returners to Palm Beach County, where Boca Raton is located, which I find interesting. Two from Glade Central out in the muck, one from Atlantic, one from Boca Raton. So it certainly brings a different dynamic, and it's interesting to see that, whereas FAU, the majority of its roster, of course, is Florida, but it's the north and the panhandle portion of Florida, whereas...
Today in Conference USA, how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen. A splendid honor for Tulane cornerback Lorenzo Dawkins.
Talking about getting this program to a point where FAU is a legitimate opportunity or an option for these kids. He's not really concerned at this moment, but that's got to really bother a coach when you see so much talent on the opposing team, and you're supposed to be right in the middle of it all, where you should be able just to draw a circle around your campus and have a team that's able to win a conference championship.
Yeah, but Paul, you look at a school like Florida Atlantic, they're competing against Miami
today
and Florida. And Florida State. You've got the big three in the state. You've got UCF. You have USF. So
today,
the realization, you're not going to win every kid from your area. And Carl Pelini's big thing has been, I want kids that look at Florida Atlantic as a number one option. And I know when I was looking at going to college, and Paul, I'm sure you're the same way, you want to go and have the college experience. So here in Palm Beach County, Carl Pelini is a known entity, and kids are certainly intrigued by FAU, but the opportunity to possibly go out of state or go to someplace 3-4 hours away is an allure. It's something that does draw them because it is the true college experience instead of still living with your parents or being 10 minutes away from mom and dad. So Carl Pelini, that's part of the reason he's gone to the central part of Florida, the Orlando area, the Tampa area, up into the Panhandle. Kids who want to come to South Florida where it's a unique experience for them. I don't think it bothers Carl Pelini all that much. And sure, he's going to get into recruiting battles with Doc Holliday and some of these new Conference USA opponents that he faces off against now. But as long as he is cultivating the relationships middle part of the state, north part of the state, and maintaining in the southern portion of Florida, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I guess he's already shown these kids that this team will travel 5 of the first 6 on the road. That's got to be a crazy grind for this program.
Yeah, it is not ideal, and this has become the norm for FAU. It's not just this year. 2 years ago, when FAU opened its brand new stadium, the Owls were not home until the 6th game of the season. So this is a program that's used to it. It's unfortunate. It's something that Pelini and new athletic director Pat Chun want to change. This has been a school that, because of the new stadium, it took years and years and years to finally get the financing approved. They were taking money game after money game after money game, going to Alabama, going to Auburn, going to Oklahoma State, Clemson. It's just not something that breeds a whole lot of confidence within a program. Now, kids, obviously, that was used as a recruiting pitch. Hey, come play in Tuscaloosa. Come play at Auburn. Hey, we're going to Clemson, so come be a part of that. But the Owls were playing at a dilapidated, just awful stadium in Fort Lauderdale. So finally, they get the new stadium, and now that it's built, now that it's been able to be utilized, you can start distancing yourselves from those money games a little bit. But for now, with schedules set up by the previous athletic director, the Owls are sort of bound into some very undesirable schedules, and hopefully that'll start tapering off at some point. Carl Pelini's been frustrated with how many road games they've had to play, and of course, after FAU plays Marshall this weekend, it's a bye week and then back on the road to Auburn, so it just does not get any easier.
You think then it's maybe that's hampered FAU's progress in Conference USA just a little bit. Right off the bat, you take on Miami, and then you got to travel to East Carolina. You've got to take on Middle Tennessee, Rice, of course. But looking at those results, this team seems to be getting better and better with each game. And usually you hope you get better in your non-conference schedule and then tackle the conference schedule.
Yeah, and that's what has been a positive, is FAU has gotten better. But, for example, something that you just mentioned, Paul, the fact that FAU is already about midway through its Conference USA slate, whereas last week FAU at 0-3 at that point in the conference went to UAB, and the Blazers were playing their very first conference game. So FAU had no opportunity to work the kinks out, get prepared. Week two, it was off to East Carolina, one of the favorites in the conference, and it is not ideal. Not ideal whatsoever. Just a lot of factors working against FAU. But Carl Pelini has said, hey, it's not about where we stand in the conference. I want to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to be bowl eligible. And if you look at it right now, at 2-4, and with games coming up against a Tulane, a Southern Miss, FIU, New Mexico State, tough ones with Marshall this weekend, Auburn coming up 2 weeks after that, it's certainly within the realm of possibility, but the loss at Rice, where FAU blew an 8-point lead with 4 minutes to go, that hurts. An overtime loss at home to Middle Tennessee State, where FAU turned it over on a potential game-winning drive, that one certainly stings. But week by week, you see this team getting better. The offense has been infinitely better than what we saw through the first 2 weeks of the season. I mean, leaps and bounds, and the defense is one of the best in the nation. So there are certainly bright days ahead, but definitely some hurdles this year.
Joining us on the program, he's the play-by-play announcer for FAU, Ken Levicka. And talking about that offense, Ken, Jacquez Johnson named Conference USA Player of the Week. He seems like a real nice quarterback to have.
Yeah, he's almost like a linebacker, Paul. He's a linebacker who can throw the ball, but he's someone that runs an awful lot. He's pretty precise when he's throwing the intermediate routes over the middle, numbers to numbers. He has a little bit of a problem with the outside throw. Doesn't have a whole lot of touch, something that coaches are working on him with. He's not usually going to beat you over the top. But what helps Quez Johnson, who, like you said, is the Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week, went for over 400 all-purpose yards against UAB last week. He had five touchdowns in the Middle Tennessee State game a couple of weeks back, that overtime defeat at the FAU Stadium. What helps Johnson is that he has a very accomplished stable of receivers as well, and it's led by William Dukes, who's a junior out of Broward County locally here in South Florida. Four touchdown catches already this year for Dukes. Very sure-handed. He's a home run threat. He doesn't get taken to the ground easily. He is a sizable pass catcher. Daniel McKinney, the slot receiver, leads the team in catches. He's very thick. He's very stout and makes corners and linebackers work for it when they end up covering him. He's got Lucky Whitehead, a JUCO transfer out of Virginia that's very speedy, made a dramatic game-tying catch with 3 seconds left against Middle Tennessee State, 21 yards on fourth down. So he has weapons around him. He could use a little bit more help out of the backfield from his running backs, Jonathan Wallace and freshman Jay Warren, but Johnson is someone that was part of a quarterback competition, rotating quarterbacks the first two games of the year, Miami and East Carolina, and was going up against a true freshman in Greg Hankerson, and through vast portions of that rotation, Hankerson looked like the better quarterback. We thought for sure that Carl Pelini was going to go with the freshman. Instead, against South Florida, it was Johnson who got the start, played all four quarters, threw for 98 yards. First time an FAU quarterback has ever won a game throwing for under 100 yards, and then you fast forward to the next week against MTSU, he's firing away for 321 and five scores, and he hasn't looked back since. He missed the Rice game, the loss, because of a bruised clavicle severed at the end of that Middle Tennessee State game. It was too bad. Wanted to see how he would follow up that MTSU performance, but was back in the lineup last week and definitely delivered, as the numbers show.
So this could be a shootout, because on the other side, of course, you've got to contend with Rakeem Cato. And, yeah, the thing about Rakeem is this year he's actually got a defense to help him out. Last year they go out, put up video game numbers. Defense couldn't help him out. This year the defense has almost stole the show.
Yeah, Rakeem Cato is such a talent. He is so fun to watch. And I watched a little bit of what Marshall was able to do to UTSA in that homecoming game. And that front seven really got after the quarterback, and UTSA has a mobile quarterback, not necessarily like Quez Johnson. Johnson's someone that you bounce off of. You're going to need multiple guys to take to the ground, but I definitely was impressed with what they brought, and Marshall appears to be much more of a complete package than what we've seen over the past couple of seasons. Now, FAU's defense comes in number 11 in the nation against the pass, and they are hovering around a top 50 overall defense. So FAU has certainly had a revival when it comes to that defensive side of the football, but a big blow this week when their senior corner, arguably the best player on their entire roster, Keith Reeser, went down with a torn ACL. So now a true freshman, Reggie Brown, will take over his spot opposite of Dijon Smith, who leads the nation in passes defended. Still a formidable secondary, but definitely a bit shorthanded with Reeser gone. And what Cato's going to see is a group of linebackers with FAU that are very accomplished. They cover extremely well, and they can get after Cato. The Owls are going to have to contain, though, because Cato can get out of trouble, and he's got that arm where he can put it right on the money, especially on the run. FAU is going to have to contain, but those linebackers, Adarius Glanton, Andre Kirk, Randall Johnson, all very quick, very physical football players. You're going to see two very physical and fast defenses. I see a lot of similarities in the personnel with these defenses, Paul. Just fast. They're going to get at you in a hurry. They make up a lot of ground, and when they get to you, they're going to make sure it counts. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these defenses, whereas last year, not sure if these two teams played, we'd be saying the same thing.
Ken Levicka, our guest, he is the play-by-play announcer for FAU. And before we let you go, Ken, fans, of course, going to be coming down. This is an opportunity to enjoy the hospitality and the beautiful weather that that you are going to have for us on Saturday. What can fans expect when they come to watch a game at FAU?
Well, I tell you what, FAU is still trying to build itself into something that is a hot ticket in town. And this is a show-me area, and I'm sure the nation's seen that a lot with the Heat, where during regular season games nobody's there, but as soon as the games mean something, the arena's packed and everybody's a fan. But with FAU, you're looking at a state-of-the-art stadium It is a great place to watch a football game. It's extremely intimate, palm trees all around. It's the only stadium in the country you can see the Atlantic Ocean from, and that's something that FAU takes a lot of pride in. It's just a beautiful facility, and when you walk into the main entrance in the southwest corner of the stadium, there's a statue paying homage to Howard Schnellenberger, the man who, for lack of a better term, gave birth to this FAU football program. South Florida legend, won a national championship for the University of Miami back in 1983. He'll be at the stadium. I'm sure he'll come meet and greet, visit with Marshall fans as well. But definitely, if you're coming down for a couple of days, check out the beach. FAU's campus is 7 minutes from the beach, and there's so much to do in the Tri-County area, Palm Beach County, Broward County, Dade County, lots of dive seafood bars. So certainly take advantage, and the weather is supposed to be fantastic with a bit of a cool front coming in this weekend. Temperatures in the mid-80s and should be a little less humid. So definitely make a vacation of it.
Ken, looking forward to meeting you eventually when we get you back here to Huntington. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Have a great game on Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Paul. Thanks so much.
Ken Levicka joining us. He is the announcer, play-by-play announcer for FAU, as Marshall taking on FAU on Saturday. We'll have that game for you right here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930, also on 93.7 The Dog. When we continue on, Woody Woodrum rejoins us. He's live at Christopher's Eats here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Today in Conference USA. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen. A splendid honor for Tulane cornerback Lorenzo Doss. He's been named the National Jim Thorpe Defensive Back of the Week. You heard how he did it yesterday. Now his coach, Curtis Johnson.
That's outstanding. That is outstanding. And he's a young man that deserves it. He works awful hard, good kid, great student. Great family. He's one of our model kids.
And CJ shared his thoughts with us as the Green Wave host East Carolina Saturday.
They just play well all over. The quarterback is probably the one focal point of this whole team. Now, he is just a great player. You know, he can beat you with his feet. He can beat you with his arm. He can do all those things. You know, special teams, they're very, very well prepared. Running game, they're good. And defensively, they're big and they're physical.
Louisiana Tech has a bye week after their win at UTEP. Coach Skip Holtz saw some promising offensive line play against the Miners.
We really challenged them. We challenged them that we got to be able to run the ball. You know, last week I think we rushed for about 100 yards or 70 yards, and we can't put it on a freshman quarterback and ask him to sit back there in the pocket and throw it all over the yard.
That from Nelligan Sports. Now this. Do you want to be in the know with Conference USA? Then head to the internet and check out Conference USA's official website, www.conferenceusa.com. You'll find complete coverage of all CUSA sports. Enjoy news, highlights, blogs, and interviews. Download the latest editions of Today in Conference USA and other CUSA programs and podcasts, and link directly to your favorite school. It's all waiting for you at conferenceusa.com. In a poll of CUSA women's basketball coaches, Middle Tennessee has emerged as the preseason favorite. I'm Bill Hazen. Join us Friday for the next edition of Today in Conference USA.
I'm Coach Bobby Pruitt. I have seen a lot of champions. On November 1st, you can be a champion for recovery. Spend the evening with me and Coach Don Nealon for a dinner event filled with champions, with all proceeds to benefit the Healing Place of Huntington. The Healing Place offers hope to those who suffer from the vicious cycle of addiction to alcohol and drugs. Help those in need, embrace hope, and join us for a great night of champions. For tickets, call 304-412-8691 or go to thehealingplaceofhuntington.org.
As a child, I can remember always being excited about going to Community Trust Bank with my parents because I knew I was going to get a treat. It's funny, now that I'm married, have two kids, and just bought a new home, when it came time for a new home loan, I went to Community Trust Bank. I trust them and knew they'd be there for me and my family, just like they were for Mom and Dad. And now, with 81 locations, there's no reason to go anywhere else but Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Want to buy a new car but dread the shopping experience? to the Fannin Automotive family on U.S. Route 60 in Ashland. They're the biggest dealer in the nation with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz all under one roof. We all know bigger is better, and the Fannin family is here to prove it. So stop the shopping and start the savings with prices you won't believe. Visit them online at FanninMotors.com or come to 7405 Route 60 in Ashland and start your savings now.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. For an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. For a large chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Diedrich Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
You know that thing you want? You know, that thing? All you need to get it is a credit card from us. Good at more than 20 million locations. Our card is your card. No annual fee, low annual percentage rate. Great service, too. We're member-owned and not-for-profit. Member's Choice Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You dream the dream. We'll help make it come true.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Hey, Herd fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at marshallbiggreenbanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
I'm Woody Woodrum, Super Talk Sports Line, brought to you by First Century Bank for this Thursday, October 10th. Woody Woodrum rejoining us on the program, and we hope to hear from in a few minutes Chris Crocker, so we'll probably break early and see if we can get him connected with us.
Yeah.
Chris, of course, committing herd on herd crime, Marshall on Marshall crime, whatever you want to call it. I wonder, did he hit Aaron Dobson a little extra hard just to say, hey, oh, by the way, I'm still the big dog here?
Well, he was hitting a lot of people hard because he had like seven tackles in that game. He
sure
really,
did.
After a week of getting back and getting his feet back under him at full speed from no camp, no preseason, no nothing, he was laying the lumber to the Patriots in that nice win by the Bengals. Not a great game if you like wide open offense, but a great defensive battle that the Bengals came out on top in. So, you know, we might see that Saturday when we see FAU and Marshall tee it up together. Although it's hard to tell about their stats, Paul, because they've had a tough schedule. You know, they've done 2-4 against that tough schedule.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say whether, you know, are they real good at pass defense because they're giving up a lot of rushing yards, because they are not among the leaders. They are 9th in rush defense. And that's the thing. When you see a team number one in pass defense, it usually means they're giving up a lot on the ground. They're giving up almost 200 yards on the ground and 170 yards through the air as well.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with Ken, the play-by-play announcer of FAU. I was pointing to Slim to pick up the phone. I think we got Chris Crocker on the other line.
Great.
So I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, come back. We will get this thing rolling here. Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We have nice quiet conditions, and after a gorgeous day, we're looking for the lows to fall down to about 49 degrees in a partly cloudy sky. Again, we'll have a few clouds, but a lot of sunshine, the high right around 74 for our Friday afternoon. We're looking for the lows back in the low 50s. Friday night football games looking phenomenal. And Saturday, sunshine aplenty and the high temperature back in the upper 70s. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
Dan's Sports Shop at the corner of 12th Street and 4th Avenue in Huntington has been a tri-state tradition for team sporting gear and sportswear for the entire family. When you stop by, check with Todd and Matt and take a swing in the indoor padding cages where you will get hitting lessons from the experts. You, your family, your team, and your school have counted on Dan's Sports Shop for years for your team gear and other great merchandise. Check them out, Dan's Sports Shop, corner of 12th Street and 4th Avenue in downtown Huntington.
For a sauce that steals the show, you go to Rocco's. To find out when the bass are biting, see Greg at the Tackle Box. And for the best heart and vascular care around, turn to the region's most experienced cardiac surgery team. Turn to King's Daughters. We perform minimally invasive procedures and complex ones that others don't. Yet another reason we're the best choice for your heart. HealthGrades rated King's Daughters as one of America's 100 best hospitals for cardiac surgery and also rated us 5 stars for coronary bypass surgery. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality healthcare, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call. Or visit online at hfsl.com.
Moyers Auto Service and Towing of Ashland provides all your automotive needs, from basic oil changes to major overhauls. For over 58 years, Moyers has dedicated their name to the best in quality care. And now introducing the Car Wash. The Car Wash on Winchester is the only car wash held to the Moyers standard of service. So if you want your car looking and running just as good as new, then head over to Moyers Auto Service and Towing at 2601 Greenup Avenue or call 606-325-6043.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Roosters! A fun casual joint wants to be your headquarters for food, spirits, and sports. Monday night is wing night. 59 cent boneless or traditional wings from 3 p.m. to close. $1.95 16-ounce Yingling or Yingling draft every day till 9 p.m. Roosters, a fun casual joint. Pullman Square, downtown Huntington.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hope to hear from Chris Crocker later this hour. Until then, you can join us on the program, 877-420-8255. And Steve's up first on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. I'll tell you, nothing cures all ills like winning and playing fairly well doing it. Proud of the herd Saturday.
Yes,
that's the truth, isn't it?
Winning does help.
Yeah, you know, I think we got a chance if from here to the East Carolina game. I think the only team that can beat Marshall was Marshall, and hopefully that won't happen.
I'm going to say that Middle Tennessee is still a challenge, and I'm going to say East Carolina is still a challenge.
Oh, East Carolina for real could beat us. Middle Tennessee I don't think is very good, Paul, but we're certainly capable of laying an egg, so don't take anything for granted.
No,
both the Thursday nights, and I know Tulsa's down a little bit, but still, you go in somewhere on Thursday night, short week, all that, or you have a really long week before, you know, week and a half before you go there, and it just gets you out of your comfort zone by playing on a Thursday night.
No, I agree, Woody, but I think we play our best football. We beat either one of those bunches.
Yeah. I think it's possible, certainly.
Well, geez, guys, I'll let you go, and I guess we're all on the same page. Go her.
Thanks, Steve. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
That's amazing.
I will disagree with you somehow. I will contrive something next week. How's that?
Well, I tell you, we all love Chris Crocker, so I'm anxious to hear Chris. And hopefully someday the Bengals will let him retire.
Hey, look, Chris goes off the vacation, you know, he skips camp, and then he's like, okay,
yeah.
I'm ready to come back,
he's
sure.
He's got the best of all worlds.
I mean, I like to just phone it in some days and just, you know what, I think I'm not going to do my Thursday show today. I'd like to do that.
It would be great if I could just take off all of August and then walk in September 1st and go, Paul, are we ready to call games?
Hey, Woody, sure are.
I tell you,
I'd love that.
He's the second best safety we ever produced.
Who's first?
Carl Lee.
Okay.
Yeah. Be hard to stick in front of Carl, although he's going to have almost as good a career when all is said and done.
I think Carl had a couple Pro Bowls, would
he? Yes, he did.
Carl
he had.
Really good.
And
we'll
he was on the all.
We'll talk down the road.
Yeah, because Carl also made the Vikings' 50-year anniversary team, too. He had three Pro Bowls, and I think, kind of like Sonny, three Pro Bowls, four times All Pro, something like that, and. He was a heck of a player. Now, he did play corner in the NFL, but he was tremendous safety. Led the herd and tackles 3 out of 4 years, and is still the only guy to ever return a blocked field goal for a touchdown, 88 yards against Morehead State just at the end of the half. Most people were standing around or jogging to the locker room, and Carl's running with the ball, and the referee's running with him going, this is going to be six.
That's why you stick around until halftime.
That's right, man. You might miss a big play.
Might miss a big play. We're still waiting here for Chris Crocker. We're going to try to get him on this hour.
Okay.
And if he doesn't join us this hour, he'll join us when he feels like it. And then we'll take the call whenever he feels like it.
That sounds good.
That sounds like good. Hopefully, next hour, we're going to hear from Marshall golfer Brian Nina. And we'll talk to him. Of course, we want to remind you coming up tonight, we've got Thursday Night Football, New York Giants taking on the Chicago Bears, 8 o'clock. We'll have that for you. That will follow the Doc Holliday call-in show. And, of course, before that, it will be HD Radio, where every week Mike Kirtner, Mike Hamrick, the athletic director at Marshall University, and Chuck Landon, the columnist for the Herald-Dispatch, get together and have a kumbaya session.
Yes, they do. And they should have plenty to talk about.
They haven't talked for a while, yeah.
They haven't talked in a couple of weeks, so.
You think that this schedule time off was just maybe basically a timeout for the boys?
I guess you could look at it that way, you know. I know Mike Hamrick had the always important endowment dinner last week. I never did exactly know why Chuck and the other Mike also needed to be off, but I'll take them at their word.
Are you criticizing?
One of them writes checks for me.
Wait a minute. Are you criticizing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, because it was back-to-back weeks.
So
the one thing I've always been told here that we need is consistency. By one of the guys that missed last week and a week before last.
That's Woody Woodrum.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's not Paul Swan. That is Woody Woodrum criticizing, not Paul. I just want to point that out.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the boss on the speakers down here because our speaker man hasn't shown up yet, and I'm a little bit concerned because we're moving up towards 5 o'clock and they're on at 6. Nobody hears me, that's okay. Nobody hears the chief and the other two who think they're chiefs, then we got a problem.
Okay, which one's the chief and which ones are the ones
Mike,
that don't?
Mike Kirtner's the chief.
Okay, Mike's the chief.
I'm sorry, he's running the show on that show. Even though it gets away from him now and then, he has to pull him back in. And
okay, so Mike Hamrick is not the chief.
No, he's the not for that show.
Not for the show.
He's the chief of Marshall Athletics.
Okay, he's the chief, and then you're saying Chuck Landon's got no chiefdom in him as well.
Chuck's the chief of his own world, wherever that might be.
Chuckberg.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Otisburg.
Yeah. He's the chief of Chuckberg. Well, you're just making friends today, aren't you? All over the airwaves. You're just endearing yourself to all of them.
See, because I'll be hiding out tomorrow. There's no Huntington game. Who knows where I'll be? No one knows. Not even the shadow. So, you know, I'll be. So far, I've slipped a Superman movie reference. Now I've slipped a shadow in there. And, you know, nobody knows where I'll be tomorrow. I mean, could I possibly appear two times in the same week with Paul Swan in the studio?
It's a possibility.
It could happen.
It could happen. Is there a game? I don't have my schedule in front of me. We got a game at the vet, you know? Maybe you can go down to the vet?
No, do you know what? It is like an all-out-of-town weekend.
Yeah.
The only people in town, I believe, is softball. Is playing a couple of, you know, the scrimmage games they have with West Virginia Wesley and West Virginia State. And that is about it for Herd Sports in town for this weekend. It's a little thin.
It's definitely a good time for everyone to catch their collective breath as far as
right.
Not having a ball game to go to.
Yeah, although we'll be, since I'm not on the speaker here, I can say it quite loudly, we'll be at Roosters on Saturday. Hey. Starting at 2 o'clock.
Hey, Woody, not to interrupt you, but the man we've been waiting for joining
okay.
us, Chris Crocker, a former Marshall great, and the man who committed Marshall and Marshall crime when he tackled Aaron Dobson. Chris, did you realize, I'm sure you did you hit him a little extra harder just to let him know, you know, that you loved him?
No, guys, but first of all, thanks for having me, but, you know, it's just a part of the game. Hey, he's playing for them, I'm playing for the Bengals. You know, we're just going at it, wanted to get a chance, but there was really no welcome to the NFL kind of, you know, hit in thing. I think Aaron is a really good kid and a hard worker. He's going to be a really, really good player for him.
Is this the first time, Chris, that you've really gone head on head with another Marshall guy? I know that, you know, Randy Moss was up there for a while and Chad and Byron. Was it the first time you really had put a shot on a fellow Marshall guy, though?
No, you know what? I actually got a chance when I was really young, very young, just getting to the league. I played against Troy Brown. You know, we got to go head up for one game. And, yeah, I thought that was fun because at that time he was considered the best slot receiver in the NFL. And, you know, I had worked out with the guy during the summer back at Marshall. And, you know, I really knew the guy. So I was really excited about that. But, you know, I played against Chad. And I played against Byron Leftwich. I played against you know, Randy. I've got to play against all those guys throughout my career. So that's been really, you know, a fun thing for me.
Chris, how do you keep doing it? You've got this great setup where you don't go to camp. You just you show up a couple games in. How's that keep working out for you? Because they keep bringing you back. And, of course, I know that Cincinnati is a place where you keep wanting to go back to.
So, you know, I think it's easy when you have history with a team and they know that, you know, that you continue to work out and you know the system and, you know, you're familiar with the players around you. And I think that's really easy to come back to. If it was a different place, I don't know if I say I have the same success, but, you know, it's been fun. You know, you don't have to go to any camp, OTAs, all that stuff. You know, you just get to come in and play football. You know, I've been fortunate. You know, a lot of guys don't have the, you know, leeway, but, you know, they've always seen, I've had a need for me to come back and, you know, let me be an integral part of the integral part of the team. And we've, you know, we've had success, so we're really good.
At this point in your career, you don't really need too many OTAs and preseason games, though, do you?
No, you don't. You know, I think I've seen pretty much everything you can see. Obviously, you can get better, you know, fine tune your, you know, techniques and all of that, but, you know, it's just something about having, you know, having what's upstairs. It's hard to replace. You know, all of us, you know, get older and our skills are diminished just a little bit. But, you know, I kind of got the edge, I feel like, because, you know, I consider myself a smart guy. I try to be in the right place at the right time. That helps you make plays.
It also helps going back to a team like Cincinnati where – things have culturally changed. This program is really now, you know, considered a contender in the division. You have a team that beat three Super Bowl caliber, you know, faced three Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. You beat Pittsburgh. You beat New England, Green Bay. This, you know, outside of a misstep here or there, this team could be undefeated right now.
Yeah, and I think that's been very good for us all in the season to face. Really, you know, those top tier quarterbacks and have success versus them because, you know, later on in the season, it's not going to get any easier. So I think that's really, really big for our confidence and knowing that we've been in tough ball games and we've been on the winning end. But I think the next step for us as a team is to be consistent, you know, and to go out there and beat the teams we're supposed to beat, whether it's the Buffalo Bills or Cleveland Browns or Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, they're going to be teams on the schedule that you look at and say, hey, we're better than these guys on paper. But we have to go out there and show up. Can't just expect to just, you know, show up on Sunday and not come out with a victory. You know, they're going to compete. And the NFL is about any given Sunday. So it's just about us being really consistent.
Well, you know, eventually I guess Carrie and your daughter are going to get you underfoot more full time, but it was great going in the Marshall Hall of Fame this year. It was a well-deserved honor for you as well, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate that, guys. That's really, it is special, you know, humbling. I can't even put it, you know, into a sentence or a book, you know, how just, you know, I just really never expected to, you know, be one of the Marshall greats, you know, my, the only thing for me is that I just wanted to go to college and win championships, you know, play ball, you know, but I never imagined one day being inducted to a Hall of Fame. That just wasn't really one of the goals. And to get that call from Mike Hamrick and, you know, to just have that whole experience was really, really special. And you know, I'll never forget that.
Marshall, great, and Cincinnati Bengals. Is it fair to say legend? Because, you know, you've been there a long time. Chris Crocker joining us, and, yeah, how, talk about that, you know, as far as your time here at Marshall. How important was Marshall in taking you to where you wanted to go in your life?
It's really important because it was really, at the time and still to this day, just a really, really tight-knit community. You know, and I really felt like not only were me and my teammates close, but I really, really got to know the people of the community and to really, you know, just do a lot of things outside of football, and that's the one thing that I think was really, really important during my time at Marshall, is that it was all the other things besides football, and it's still to this day, you know, I go back, I have many friends who still live there, you know, plenty of resources available to me if there's anything I ever need. Just the community has been very, very good to me over the years.
Chris, let me ask you one thing. I know numbers are important, and, of course, you wore a different number at Marshall than you've been wearing, but you go from 42 and you come back here in midstream and all of a sudden you got to wear 32. What happened there?
Yeah. But you know what? It's really been a running joke, me and Leon Hall. he, you know, we keep talking about, hey, every time I come back, I'm going to just go minus one. So next year I'll be at 31, I'm assuming. It's just one of those things, you know, where, you know, most of my career, all of my career, I've been 42 in Cincinnati. And, you know, that number's really stuck with me. But, you know, Ben Jarvis Green has that number now. And it's really okay. You know, I think it's just funny that people still think of me as 42, even though I'm wearing 32. So I'll just work 32 this year, 31 next year. I'll try to make my way all the way down to 28.
How low of a number do you want to go to until you retire? Are you going to try to get down to maybe the teens?
But you know what? I'll let that be a little mystery, you know, because I don't read too many blogs, but the blogs that I do read when I'm not, you know, in camp or OTAs, they're always the question, will Chris Crocker be back? So I'll leave that, let that be a little mystery. But hey, as long as I'm playing good football and, you know, the people, the city, the team, my teammates, the coaches, they want me back, that's probably the most important thing to me, that you really want it.
Chris Crocker. Chris Crocker joining us, Marshall University great, current player for the Cincinnati Bengals, and you know, playing good football. I want to ask you specifically, you know, we were joking about your hit on Aaron Dobson, which, you know, was Marshall on Marshall crime, but you were hitting a lot of people that day. You just, it seemed like you were feeling it, and was that just inspired football, just glad to be back out there finally in more of a full-time capacity? You know, can we see that again next Sunday?
You know, my role now is just whatever they ask me to do. Honestly, you know, I consider myself a starter, but at this point it's really not that important, you know, for me to be a starter because, you know, I've been here when we weren't so good, you know, just as a team back in 2008 to where we are now. And I've just, you know, I've seen this team grow. I've seen from where we came from to where we are now. And I just want to be a part of it. I just want to, you know, finish this thing off right and hopefully get a Super Bowl ring. So it's really whatever they want me to do from week to week. I'm just having a good time playing football.
Chris, how much strain has this been? I know you all moved last year, I think, to Suwanee, Georgia, and what has been the living arrangements? Because I know you've got a beautiful daughter and a beautiful wife, and it must be a little bit of strain for you to suddenly be out of Georgia and back in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a strain, but we're we try to make it work. My wife and my young daughter, they're at home, and they try to come up here as much as possible. And any free time that I get out there, we play, I try to go home. So we just try to make it work. You know, it's just one of those things where, you got to go when you get the call. And my wife is very, very understanding. She, she's been my rock throughout not only my professional career, but she was there during my days at Marshall also. So she really, really understands what it takes to, the hours you have to put into just being a football player in general. And we make it work, whether we FaceTime all the time, Skype, you have to make it work.
Chris Crocker joining us, Marshall Great, Cincinnati Bengals standout. And Chris, big game coming up this Sunday. Can you give us a little preview of what we can expect?
The Buffalo Bills, offensively, they run the ball very, very well. For them, that they're not going to have a good start on Emmanuel. It's going to be Thad Lewis, Thaddeus Lewis, who was really a third-string quarterback. And so I'm sure they're going to come in and really try to lean on their running game and, come off with play action and just do what they've been doing all season. But for us as a defense, we're going to do the same thing that we've been doing all year, trying to smother receivers, stop the run, force the quarterback to have to make hard throws. And if we can do that, really, really stop the running game, then we'll have a really good chance of winning the game.
The Marshall guys this week are a little bigger than Aaron Dobson, though, aren't they? Doug Legursky on the line now has been activated, and Lee Smith, he's big when he got here, and he just seems like he's getting bigger every year.
I know. But it's just a good thing to have guys spread all over. Marshall guys would be all over the league. That's really good for. It says a lot about, our program and where we've come from.
Chris Crocker's been our guest. Chris, we know your time's pretty valuable. We'll let you get back to it. But thank you for spending some time with us. We're personally excited to see you back in the Bengals jersey again. And we hope that jersey keeps ticking down until it gets down to 2 or 1.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Say hi to Kerry for us.
Okay, I will. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Chris Crocker, it's good talking to him.
Yeah.
Name one other person that can basically tell us, have us change the format of the show.
Not very many.
No. No, yeah. There will not be a top of the hour newscast. That will not happen. However, we do have a local newscast, which we will have here in just a moment, as we will take a quick news break, come back, and we'll get back on track here. Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. And now to catch up with the latest, here's Ernie G. Anderson.
Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930, WRBC Huntington, with the Tri-State's News now.
I'm Ernie G. Anderson. The news is a service of Advantage Toyota, making life a little easier just off the mall exit I-64 Barbersville. Pathway directors and Grayson City leaders hope people have the vision to see an empty field, which can be seen from I-64 as the newest option for people battling addiction. Tuesday night, Grayson City Council members gave the okay for a proposal to build a Pathways Addiction and Recovery Center. Earlier this summer, Pathways had proposed building the 100-bed facility next to the Cedar Knoll neighborhood in Boyd County, but it was met with strong opposition by local residents who said, "Not in my neighborhood." The new location in Grayson is in a commercial business zone and will give the rehab residents access to local services and employment opportunities right down the street. Once the legal paperwork is complete, Pathways hopes to break ground in February 2014. Appalachian Regional Hospital says it signed an agreement to buy the 76-bed Williamson Memorial Hospital and 5 physician practices owned by Williamson Memorial. They expect the sale to be finalized by February 2014. Joe Grossman, ARH's president, says that buying Williamson Memorial will bring full access to the best health care services possible in the Tug Valley. The Williamson mayor said because the nonprofit group buying the hospital would not have to pay B&O taxes, it would wreak havoc on the budget. Also, many employees expressed concerned that they could lose their jobs. Marshall University students got to test the job market and network with a wide range of employers during Marshall Career Services' semi-annual Career Expo yesterday at the Memorial Student Center and featured 91 employers hiring in fields such as banking, insurance, real estate, and accounting. About 75 abortion rights activists attended a rally yesterday on the Marshall Student Plaza to protest West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey's review of state abortion providers' policies and procedures. The Stand With West Virginia Women rally, a collaborative effort of at least 15 organizations in West Virginia or on the Marshall campus, is the third protest to criticize Morrissey's decision to send letters to two clinics in Charleston that perform elective abortions. The Bengals will travel to New York for the Bills game. 1 o'clock Sunday, we'll have the game here on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. And now you know. You're less than 30 minutes away from another news update. I'm Ernie G. Anderson, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. Depend on it.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We have nice, quiet conditions, and after a gorgeous day, we're looking for the lows to fall down to about 49 degrees in a partly cloudy sky. Again, we'll have a few clouds, but a lot of sunshine. The high right around 74 for our Friday afternoon. We're looking for the lows back in the low 50s. Friday night football games looking phenomenal. And Saturday, sunshine aplenty and the high temperature back in the upper 70s. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
From the Tri-State Sports Leader, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll-free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Yes, we are. Hour number two. A little late, but that's okay. Chris Crocker, a good guest to have in the hour number one, hour 1.5. We don't get Chris very often. It's good to talk to him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They haven't settled anything with the government yet, so what do we need a national news break for?
Here, I will give you the national update right here. Democrats bad, Republicans bad, Tea Party bad, bad.
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 All bad.
That's your government update.
Pretty much.
They're going to extend that thing so they can they can position more. So a couple of birthday boys today. We must acknowledge.
Yeah.
First of all, Grant Traylor, the reporter and outstanding guy from the Herald Dispatch. He is turning 30 today. It's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, 30. He's a youngster still.
Yes, he is.
And Adam Cavalier is turning, I think, 27 today.
Your friend?
My friend, my buddy. My friend.
I thought he might make a personal appearance here with some games to pick or something on his birthday.
He might. I don't know. You never know with him.
It is a
Thursday. It is a Thursday, so want to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He's doing work. He's definitely
right.
doing work with Carson Newman.
Right.
So we're actually efforting him.
So much work, in fact, he's getting ready to go in 3 minutes to shoot a thing with the soccer coach at Carson Newman.
He's an important guy.
But he will join us at 5:45.
There you go, see?
There you go.
So he will join us. I couldn't let that pass. I just couldn't let that pass. He's got to be on the show.
The Carson Newman Flash has to be with us.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to wish those guys, of course, Adam, previously did some stuff with me. He's done some stuff with you. He's done stuff with Marshall, with Steve Cotton. So definitely want to wish him a happy birthday. Of course, Grant, I've known Grant for years.
And poisoned the president over inviting us to play quoits, too. So
I'm still unforgiving him for that.
But,
happy birthday to those guys. Grant's a good guy. I've known him for years before he began his career at the Herald Dispatch. And
right.
Grant's one of those guys that really prides himself on how much time and energy and effort he puts into what he does.
Absolutely,
he's all over the. He's doing serious work with the high school. He works at, and he's still covering the beat. He definitely has. I wonder, will he be out there today taking embarrassing photos of Mike Kirtner's guests today for HD Radio and posting them on Facebook?
He could be. I think that him and Chuck would probably be flying out of here sometime tomorrow to get down to the beach, which. You know, I gotta like a press box where you can actually see the ocean. from.
That is a, that's going to be a huge recruiting tool for for FAU because they got a new facility, they got a great location. Now all they have to do is we were talking to you know their play-by-play announcer earlier. They got to win. They got to win and make it a destination. But you know, he brought up a good point. Ken Levicka said that you know, a lot of these kids are wanting that college experience, so they got to leave Florida. They have to, so they're not just right down the road. So that's why Florida is such a hotbed because there's so much talent there, and these guys. I guess it's harder if you're not Florida or Miami. Or Florida State, I guess it's harder to keep those kids in state because they want that college experience. But
well, Cato and Shuler are a perfect example. Cato was ready to sign with FIU. And Tommy said, "No, we don't want to spend the rest of our lives right here in down in that area." He said, "Let's go to Marshall and let's get a whole new place and see new people and play for these guys that want us to come in and jump right in, a quarterback and wide receiver." And you know, they've loved it up here, although they think it's a little cold for them. I thought it was funny when you were talking to their play-by-play guy, though. He was talking about the heat like, Marshall wouldn't be ready for that. And I'm thinking, well, it was only 85 last weekend with the high humidity. I don't think we're going to see anything different this weekend.
Now, no worry about that. Plus, remember, most of these kids are Florida kids.
Yeah, 34 of them.
Yeah, so like, oh, this is nothing. Yeah, we've done this before.
Yeah, you know, Marshall has done such a good job with hydration this year. Speaking of the strength and conditioning coach, and the trainers are usually in charge of that area. And they, when we've seen other teams cramping up big time, the same thing at Huntington. Huntington has hardly had a cramp this year, and that's Ernie Sparks as their trainer. And the teams they play, Capital cramp, all over the place, and the kids they played in the first couple of games of this season were just cramping up left and right. And I haven't noticed that at Huntington or Marshall hardly at all this year, which is a real – that's a huge thing. If you take care of business during the week and hydrate and push the fluids and all that for Saturday, it's too late by Saturday. You can stick some IVs in there, but it's very hard to bring them back that quickly.
Billy Seals, it's a program he's building. You suffer a situation where your first year you're 0-10. And you turn that around. You go from the absolute bottom, not much to work with, to building a program that right now is contending for a state championship. They're going to be in the postseason. You just can't deny that. Will they be number one? That's still the task at hand. But they are, what the Daily Mail poll has them number two, and the computer rankings have them number one.
Still can't believe that.
I'm not surprised by that. It's not because it's a disrespect to Huntington. It's just I don't think that enough people know about Huntington in their voting, that they're voting.
Well, Derek Taylor wrote a very good article yesterday, I believe it was, in the Daily Mail. I got it, while I was off and was reading the papers. And he really said, basically, that, maybe folks are not catching on, but there's a pretty darn good program going on down there at Huntington right now. And he was very impressed, came down and covered the game. And he says Huntington has gotten used to being successful. And, that's something you really got to learn. You just don't learn how to do that right on the get-go. And you have to learn how to finish and win games. And we're seeing the Thundering Herd starting to work on that. And certainly Huntington, they had the bad years coming in, and then they had a little bit of success last year, but probably lost a couple of games they shouldn't have. And now, Seals is 27-23 at Huntington. That's after an 0-10. So since that first year, 27-13. That's pretty darn amazing what he's been able to do there.
It's pretty good. We come back, we will get some of your phone calls in. 877-420-8255 gets you on this edition of the First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
West Virginia, do you need health coverage? The new health insurance marketplace is now available to help you make a choice. You may be able to participate in state health programs like Medicaid or purchase affordable health insurance. To apply for coverage, compare plans, and enroll, you have options. Visit healthcare.gov, call 1-800-318-2596, or learn more at your local community hospital. A message from the West Virginia Hospital Association, representing hospitals on the front lines of care.
Few things are more exciting than watching a football game at Mountaineer Field, but few things are less exciting than standing in long lines waiting to get into the stadium. United Bank has the answer. Announcing the new United Gates at the west and north entrances of Mountaineer Field. Simply show a United check card, credit card, or check, and you'll zip right in. No waiting in line. The new United Gates at Mountaineer Field. Another way United Bank, West Virginia's bank, is at your service. Member FDIC.
I remember as a young girl going to Community Trust Bank with my mom. She would pack up me and my brothers and we'd all go inside. Now I have two little girls of my own and I look back and I don't know how she did it. I still bank at Community Trust. They have 81 locations, over 90 ATM locations, online banking available, and now with mobile banking, they've made it so much easier for me and my family. And that's what I love about Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See John Garten, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Marcia Slater, 6367 Route 60 East, Barbersville.
Like a good name.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A ceiling plush pillow top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Don't shop for tires at a dealer whose idea of selection is white wall or black wall. Head to TikTok Tire. They carry the brands you trust. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, get the selection you deserve. For the best tires, advice, and service, visit the experts at TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, across from Marshall Stadium.
Our community appreciates the long-standing values of dedication, commitment, and loyalty. You've watched as First Century has become a dynamic, involved corporate citizen. We thank you for allowing us to become vital partners in so many business and personal relationships over the years. We invest in our region, we believe in our people, and we continue to work hard to earn your trust. We're not a new bank. We're not a new neighbor. We're First Century Bank. Your town, your bank.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
In less than 3 hours, the Tigers and A's will play Game 5 of their divisional series in Oakland. Justin Verlander is on the mound for Detroit. Oakland counters with Sonny Gray. It's a Game 5, so the winner will face the Red Sox in the American League Championship Series. Now, that ALCS matchup will start on Saturday. On Friday, the NLCS gets underway. Dodgers and Cardinals in St. Louis. The Cards have set their pitching matchups for the first three games. Joe Kelly goes in Game 1, Michael Wacha in Game 2, and Adam Wainwright will pitch in Game 3. College football news in Minnesota. Head football coach Jerry Kill will take an open-ended leave of absence from the team to focus on treating his epilepsy. In the NFL, Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson was limited in practice today because of a knee injury. He's a game-time decision for Sunday's game against the Browns. Giants and Bears play tonight in Chicago at 8:25 Eastern. And Jeff Overton is the first-round lead at the Fries.com Open at 7 under par.
This is the Supertalk Sports Line on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum, Supertalk Sports Line. We hope to be hearing soon from Marshall golfer Brian Nania. And we will hear from Adam Cavalier later on. I'm just going to wish him happy birthday and hang up on him.
Well, you know, Brian coming on, that's pretty exciting. Two team wins this year, and now a second herd player wins the tournament. The youngster did it last week, so it's a very exciting time for Matt Grobe and this golf team. He inherited some good players from Joe Fagans and has added a couple of great youngsters who have come in and helped immediately, and they're having about as good a fall as I can remember, Paul. They are really playing very, very well overall.
Well, we hope to hear from him later on, and, of course, he won the Conference USA Golfer of the Week honor.
Yeah.
So it's first for him, and hopefully it will be the first of many, as this team has definitely looked a lot better. It's good to see what Matt Grove been able to do with this program,
yep,
because sometimes these guys don't get enough attention, and so sometimes you just got to go out and force the issue. Winning helps a lot. It makes you pay attention.
Yeah, you know, it's like our caller Steve said last hour. You know, winning cures a lot of things, and you know it. Joe Fagan's left some really – Brian is one of his recruits, obviously, and Matt's only got the freshmen who have come in, and he's just mixed those kids very well. They got a lot of confidence. And, you know, I like what he's done with his tournaments because he's played a little tougher and a little tougher and a little tougher each time out, and he's building them toward a crescendo. This fall, I think we're coming up with the ODU Open, and then they'll move to the spring and do a similar thing. So it's so much different for golf and tennis. It's a different type of kid. It's a country club kid. Usually, you know, by and large, kids with some money, because you don't play tennis and golf unless you have funding for that. And Matt's done a great job of getting them re-energized and in here. And you know, he's replacing a legend. That's a tough thing to come in and replace a guy that's been here 40 years. A guy that was a medalist in a mic, a guy who took the herd to as high as an 11th place finish in the NCAAs. And, you know, Joe won thousands of games. He represented golf at the highest levels collegiately. He coached the U.S. versus Japan team twice. And Matt would be the first to tell you, you know, it was rather intimidating coming here, replace a legend. But, Matt's a lot like his dad, Jim. He's very, underserved by, you know, bragging about himself. He's not going to do that. He's going to just be very humble and tell you what a good job the kids are doing, and he doesn't need to shine the spotlight on himself. And he reminds me so much of Jim that way.
Let's ask Brian Nania. What do you think of Matt Grobe? What kind of job's he doing right now?
So far, he's been great.
Winning what, a couple tournaments, some Player of the Week honors? Yeah, you're doing okay, right?
You look excited, yeah.
Joining us on the program, Marshall golfer Brian Nania. And Marshall, for the second straight week, a Conference USA Golfer of the Week honor. How's it feel to get one of those?
It feels really good. You know, we had a great week. I played well individually. The team also, had a pretty successful week. Came up a few shots short, but all in all, it was a solid week.
Brian, talk about what's been different this fall. You know, you go from a young guy to an older guy, you know, from an older guy and Joe Fagans, who, like I was saying as you joined us, has done everything at the collegiate level, and then you're suddenly with a young guy who's very familiar with Huntington and grew up here, but in his first year coaching, you guys have just come storming out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, so far we've clicked well with him coming in. It's been nice. Last year was his first year, so I guess this would be his. Yeah, this is his second. And you know, it's been good. He brought in two great freshmen this year that has really added to our team. I feel like we're a lot deeper this year than we have been in the past.
Yeah, this team almost winning its third straight tournament. Right now, though, third straight top two finish. So this is different than years past. I mean, the talent's been there. It's been a good program, but is it that just that new energy coming in that Matt brings? I mean, if you could put your finger on it, what's the one thing that maybe Matt's brought that this program hasn't had?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I guess, new energy, like you said. I mean, he has us working hard every day and trying to get better. I mean, he knows the game of golf so well. And I think the biggest difference this year is the depth of our team. You know, we've been really pushing each other and competing within the team just to make the traveling roster. And I think it's really shown that the competition within our team, and I think we've been pushing each other, and I think it's shown in a lot of our games.
Is it maybe the freshmen are just playing a little better than maybe you guys as upperclassmen, or even Matt expected first-year players to come in? I mean, I know he was very happy when he signed them, but you just don't think about too many freshmen coming in and actually winning a tournament right off the bat.
Right, yeah, definitely. It is definitely an adjustment to the collegiate level, and they've adjusted quickly. I mean, both of them definitely have a lot of talent, and they're definitely capable of playing at the collegiate level, and they've shown it. Clark already has a win under his belt as a freshman, which is pretty amazing, and then Will's had a bunch of good rounds in there, too.
Joining us on the program, fresh off his conference of Player of the Week, Golfer of the Week in Conference USA, Brian Aina. And let's just talk about your performances. You're surrounded by a lot of talent here, and you mentioned trying to compete for that travel roster. Is that really helped get this team focused, everyone going out there now, more pressure, more talent, more depth, everyone put their best effort forward?
Yeah, I believe so. I think throughout qualifying, we really had to play well to make the first tournament, and I think that had everybody really practicing hard, working on their games to make sure they could get into the roster. I believe our average score in our first qualifying series was that the last spot was 73 for the average score of I believe 4 or 6 rounds maybe. So I mean, we really stuck coming into the year, we were all really playing pretty good golf, and I believe the depth of our roster has definitely shown in our tournaments.
Talk a little bit about, Brian, this program. As I said, you're recruited by a legend in Joe Fagans, but there are so many guys that are still around, the Sam O'Dells, the Sam Kinkers, the Jonathan Clarks, the Steve Foxes, and volunteer assistant Pat Carter. You guys, you have a lot of people that came through this program, and I think they expect a lot out of you guys because, they were able to deliver quite a bit themselves.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of a ton of local guys that played at Marshall and had great careers and are still great players. Guys like Pat Carter and Sam O'Dell and Jonathan. And I've been fortunate enough to get to play with them a lot. Actually, I got to play with Pat a couple weeks ago and Sam O'Dell and I play out at Sleepy Hollow Golf Club, so I get to play with Sam O'Dell and Jonathan on a regular basis, and just getting to play with those guys is always a great experience for me.
How competitive are you against those guys?
Oh, we always have great matches.
you're not telling me. You're not telling me how competitive, huh?
Oh, pretty competitive.
Okay. I mean, you can embarrass the old guys. That's okay. It's fun.
Oh no, I'm definitely I'm always trying to beat up on Jonathan. I that's who I've really grown up under, because he was the head professional at Sleepy when I was growing up. Him and Jimmy Harrison both out there at Sleepy Hollow. They both kind of taken me under their wings, growing up through my junior career and up into high school and still into college golf. I mean, they're both involved in my game. Whenever I'm struggling, I always go there to see one of the two of them to help me out. And I always enjoy playing with both of them.
You guys have, one more match to go this fall, and then you'll start to think about the spring. And how exciting is it? I know you guys like playing up there because it's one of the great courses, one of the great places. But how exciting is it to have a golf tournament up at the Greenbrier this year and at White Sulphur Springs, where the West Virginia Amateur and a PGA event are both always held?
Yeah, I can't wait for it. This will be the first time we've hosted the event there, and I'm really excited for it. I always enjoy going to the Greenbrier. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to get to play there so many times throughout my junior career, and then also with the state events, the state amateur always held there at the Greenbrier. So, I mean, I always enjoy going there, and, it's really neat to get to play courses, the same courses that the pros play. I mean, we basically play the same setup as they do. So I think it's always enjoy the experience. I think it's a really neat experience to get to play at the same level as them.
And one of the things, I don't know if you'll meet them this year because they're just getting going again, but golf has had a lot of longtime rivals, a lot of people they've always battled, like Ohio State, Kentucky, Cincinnati, folks like that they've been playing golf against since I was in school. But West Virginia coming back on the golf scene for the first time in about 40 or so years. How exciting is that to see golf get into the Marshall-West Virginia rivalry with them getting a team?
Yeah, I'm definitely glad to hear that they're getting a team. It'll be good. Good for the state if we ever get to play them. I don't know when it's actually getting together for sure. I think next year, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I don't know what kind of schedule they will be playing, if we will see them many times or not. But I mean, it's good to see. I mean, it's such a big school and big athletic program that I believe that they should have a golf team.
And Brian, good talking to you. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and congratulations once again on your Conference USA Golfer of the Week honor.
All right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Brian Nangia. Yeah, he's definitely one of those standouts for Matt Grobe. This program, I don't know where it's going to end, but so far it looks like it's on a trajectory that we haven't seen in a long time from golf.
No, there's no question about that, Paul. I think you're exactly right. And it's so great to see these guys getting into that kind of play and having such a good run this spring, and that'll just lead to having a great fall, and that'll lead them right into spring. And I think I know Matt Grobe is very excited about having an event at the Greenbrier. I mean, that is a five-star resort. It's a real jewel for the state of West Virginia. And now, those guys have always played at Furman, and they've played at Davidson, they play at Pinehurst, and then they play the Conference USA Championship. And in the midst of all that, in mid-April, to be able to hit White Sulphur Springs and play the old white, and that's got to be a feeling for those guys. It's like he said, when you're a college golfer, obviously you love a chance to play where the professionals are playing, and the West Virginia, the Greenbrier Classic has become a must-stop event for a lot of guys on the PGA Tour, because there's no place better to be taken care of than going to the Greenbrier for a weekend.
Speaking of must-stop, we must stop. It's time for Fred Persinger with today's high school football report.
This is the Metro News High School Report. Here's Fred Persinger.
Last Friday night, the Morgantown Mohicans welcomed DuBois, Pennsylvania to Pony Lewis Field, and the young men from Mon County were still feeling the disappointment of a very close loss the week before to Martinsburg. However, the Mohicans showed when the game kicked off they had put that defeat behind them as they rolled to a 52-21 win.
Head coach John Bowers says his team came ready to play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think our kids played hard. We still turned the ball over twice in the first half. And we muffed the punt. So those are certain things that we have to fix. But overall, I thought our kids played very well. They were physical up front. You know, it's hard to totally stop what they do offensively. I mean, they spread it around. You know, we wanted to take away a lot of their screens, which we did, and we wanted to take away the ball down the field, which we did. So consequently doing that, you're going to give up the flats and give up some things. And we gave up some things, but overall, defense played very, very well, I thought. You know, they executed the game plan that we had in.
In addition to another outstanding game from running back Chazzy Thomas, which included 6 touchdowns, Coach Bauer says quarterback Ethan Goldkamp also came through with a big performance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ethan, we've been very, very pleased with his progression and how well he's played this year. He does a fantastic job. We knew he would be a cerebral kid, and we knew he'd manage the offense well. He's making some plays for us, too.
Now, tomorrow night, the competition ramps up again as undefeated Wheeling Park comes to Pony Lewis Field. Coach Bowers knows what to expect from the Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be sky high. You know, the game's at our place, so that'll be good. You know, I know Coach Nardone up there, the former head coach, and now he's an administrator up there, says they're going to pack the house and bring more people than we are. But hopefully our fans will respond, and it'll be a great game between a lot of good players and 2 great teams.
It's number 3-5-0 Wheeling Park traveling to Morgantown to take on the 12th-ranked 5-1 Mohicans. Kickoff from Pony Lewis Field set for 7:30 tomorrow night.
This has been the High School Report with Fred Persinger on Metro News. Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
Since 1951, Chapman's Mortuary has shown the importance of working with a family-owned and operated firm by creating a personal relationship and offering individualized service. If you'd like Chapman's Mortuary to assist you during your time of need or are interested in cremation or pre-need planning, call today for a personal consultation. 304-523-9424. Chapman's Mortuary in Huntington. This community has relied on them for years. You can rely on them today.
Want to buy a new car but dread the shopping experience? Come out to the Fannin Automotive family on U.S. Route 60 in Ashland. They're the biggest dealer in the nation with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz all under one roof. We all know bigger is better, and the Fannin family is here to prove it. So stop the shopping and start the savings with prices you won't believe. Visit them online at FanninMotors.com or come to 7405 Route 60 in Ashland and start your savings now.
If you want to get fitted for victory, go to Ashland Sporting Goods. And for a real horse whisperer, see Kelly Hall at Ohio Horse Park. And when you need the best care for your bones and joints, you turn to the hospital with a wide array of orthopedic specialists. You turn to King's Daughters. King's Daughters provides expert joint replacement surgery for hips and knees, rotator cuff and shoulder repair, fracture treatment, physical therapy, and more. So whether it's your hip, knee, or shoulder that needs serious help, or if you're looking for expert sports injury care, our bone and joint specialists can get you moving again. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality health care, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Hey, Herd fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card.
The Big Green debit card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We're celebrating two birthdays today. One, Grant Traylor from the Herald Dispatch. Wish him a happy birthday. And we also wish Adam Cavalier a happy birthday as well. Happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks, buddy.
That's what we want to call you. Just wish you happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We know you're the star of screen, sound, and theater now in down in Tennessee, so we thought you could spend a moment with us, maybe.
I'd be happy to. Can my president be forcing Paul to pick this week's slate of sack games?
I'd do that. You know, it's Thursday. It is Thursday, by the way.
It's my birthday. I'm going to do what I want to.
Okay.
And I'm going to force you two to pick this week's set of five sack games.
All right.
We're going to start with Mars Hill. That's not Marshall. Mars Hill is on the road at Brevard. Paul, you get first honors.
Mars Hill is on the road, right?
Is on the road at Brevard.
Okay. Do I get any hints?
No.
None?
No.
None at all.
I'll fill you in after you make your pick.
Of course you will. Of course you will. I'll say this. I've always liked the name Mars Hill.
Quit stalling.
I like the name Mars Hill.
While you try to frantically pull it up.
What I'm saying is, I like Mars Hill. Hey, can I speak? I know it's your birthday, so they're playing.
You know what he's doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing. So who are they playing again?
Brevard.
I'll take Brevard.
I'll take Mars Hill.
Smart move, Woody. Brevard has one win this season. It's a 69-0 victory over a wonderful school called the College of Faith. Good luck finding that. outside of that, Brevard has not done that well. They're coming off of a 41-0 shutout to Lenoir Rhine. Meanwhile, Mars Hill smarting a bit after losing on homecoming to Carson Newman. So Mars Hill would probably be the correct pick there. I can't pick this next game, but Carson Newman is on the road at Shorter. Woody, we'll start with you.
Oh, I got to go with the home team there, Carson Newman.
Carson Newman's on the road at Shorter. But, I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, but I got to take the team that Steve Cotton once did radio for that Adam Cavalier is doing. I got to take you guys.
I wanted to make certain that I was interpreting your home team correctly.
Yeah.
Paul.
Okay, they're at Shorter, right?
They're at Shorter.
I'll go ahead.
You would think it'd be a natural for me, but.
Yeah, I'm just going to say here. I'm going to go ahead and go with Carson Newman as well because I don't trust short guys.
Good logic. Here's the breakdown. Shorter is 0-5 this season. So on paper, Carson Newman does look like a good pick. However, three of those losses have been to an FCS team, and then the number one team in all of Division II, Valdosta State, and the number 10 team in Division II, North Alabama. So Shorter hasn't exactly played an easy schedule, and they've hung with the other two teams that they've played. So on paper, Carson Newman should beat them handily, but you can expect a closer game, in my mind, than you would think between the number 18 team in the nation, Carson Newman, and a club that is winless. But I do agree with both of you. Wingate is at Catawba. Paul, who you got?
Ooh, give me Catawba.
Well, Catawba beat the... Catawba beat the Herd in the Tangerine Bowl, so I got to go against them. I got to take Wingate.
I don't know. Your logic for either is going to pretty much get you as close as you can. This is a toss-up to me. Both these teams have been Jekyll and Hyde this season. I'd go for Catawba just because they're the home team. They have a win over Carson Newman. And Wingate, get this, is averaging .33 yards a rush.
Wow.
So that's...
Ouch.
That's... no bueno. So I'll take Catawba there. Lenore Ryan, the other non-conference matchup this season, because I know you know the ins and outs of the South Atlantic Conference. Lenore Ryan is at North Greenville, Division II independent. Woody, who you got?
Oh, I'll go with North Greenville, I guess. You know, I've been in South and North Greenville and East and West Greenville, so I'll go with the big time program against the smaller Division II guys.
I'll take Lenore Ryan.
This is another interesting one. Lenore Ryan is fantastic defensively, had one of the top 20 defenses in the nation, the sixth best rushing offense in the nation. North Greenville, if you guys remember, is where Willie Korn went when he transferred out of Marshall a couple of years ago and led the Crusaders to a playoff run, went, I think, to the quarterfinals before bowing out to North Alabama. And North Greenville proclaimed themselves, they're in a scheduling alliance with the South Atlantic Conference, but they play all the SAC teams, beat every team in the SAC that year, proclaimed themselves league champions, and since then the SAC has sort of had its way with North Greenville since that juncture. North Greenville's played a pretty cupcake schedule to this point. I do believe that Lenore Ryan gets it done on the road, although it wouldn't shock me. North Greenville is 4-1.
I couldn't take the lemon rind. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
Might cost you one.
Final sack game. Tusculum, Carson Newman's arch rival, is on the road at Newberry, a team that sits three spots out of the top 25 and is 5-0, I believe, for the first time since 2006. So, Paul, who do you take between the Pioneers of Tusculum and the Wolves of Newberry?
I'll take Newberry, please. And can I get that in a to go cup?
What did you have to drink again? I don't remember.
I had a Newberry.
A Newberry. Woody.
Yes. Am I allowed to take the same team as Paul?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know, because if I can, I'll take the other team, I guess.
Well, I mean, you both picked Carson Newman, so we have three other games that are different.
Well, I'll take Tusculum, just for what the heck.
Woody, you might end up being right. Newberry has started.
That's the story of my life.
Newberry started very well the last few years. Get out to a 4-0 start, and then the Wolves have absolutely tanked. Last season, Newberry beat Carson Newman 47-22 before going on to lose five of their next six games.
Oh my.
So Newberry's been a Jekyll and Hyde team between the start and the end of the season. Now, the question is, will Newberry end up making that turn and actually finish strong or fall off the table? If it's the Newberry's past, Woody, you've made the smart pick. Tusculum has one of the best passing offenses in the nation and can put up points on just about anybody. If it's the Newberry of old, or the start of the season, Paul, you've made the right pick, because the Wolves have shut down pretty much everybody that they've played and put up points in bunches, too.
Okay. So
that being said, I'm going to stick with the Newberry of this year and pick the Wolves. So, good grief, I've picked with Paul for three games, and that just has me angry.
Happy birthday.
I come on here, I pick the same as Paul, and I just want to throw up now. So
you know, hey, I just want to remind you, remember when you got cute the last time and you lost famously in the bowl challenge?
I was just being nice to you.
Yeah, well, that what it was.
That's all that.
Okay, you lost famously to Woody, too.
That was just sympathy.
Oh, what that is that what
that,
that
was?
Does that help you sleep
beating
at night?
You up, beating up on you.
Does,
all regular
well,
season long.
You know,
I
Adam.
To something to help you save face.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Adam, today is the horrific anniversary of the loss of the entire cricket team in Hong Kong in 1892. They were swamped by a tsunami off the coast of Taiwan, and the entire Hong Kong cricket team was lost.
That's
1892.
That's just sad.
On this very date.
That's just sad.
Is that really true? Or you
that's really true.
That
I did look that up today.
This is what he does.
So spread knowledge on people.
When he's not looking up minutia like this, he's looking at comic books.
There's a record ruiner. Then I would have not I guess that you would have been making that up because I did have you guys pick a few cricket matches.
Yes, yes, I knew you did. Hey, Ted Wilson and a lot of folks here at Christopher's Eats are also wishing you happy birthday today.
So there you go. Happy birthday, Adam. We appreciate
you. Very sweet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Take care, man. Adam Cavalier, we come back. We will wrap it up. Supertalk Sports Line, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We have nice, quiet conditions, and after a gorgeous day, we're looking for the lows to fall down to about 49 degrees in a partly cloudy sky. Again, we'll have a few clouds, but a lot of sunshine. The high right around 74 for our Friday afternoon. We're looking for the lows back in the low 50s. Friday night football games looking phenomenal. And Saturday, sunshine aplenty and the high temperature back in the upper 70s. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Have you ever wondered just who are the Friends of Coal? Well, there are 50,000 West Virginia families who support the state's coal industry, and they look a lot like you. Honest, hardworking, good neighbors who want a future for themselves and their state. They're coal miners, housewives, school teachers, mechanics, doctors, college professors, pizza delivery guys, your friends. The Friends of Coal know and understand the importance of the coal industry to our state's economy. They know about the 60,000 jobs the coal industry creates in our state. They know about the $25 billion the industry pumps into our economy. And they know that without coal, our state would face an economic catastrophe. Come to think of it, that sounds like most West Virginians. Let Congress know you are a proud West Virginian, and you are a Friend of Coal.
Coal is West Virginia.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvements that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should, too, at westvirginiaamwater.com.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Diedrich Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
See you at Rush Line. Come on in and make a memory.
If you haven't bought your raffle ticket from Rush Lines yet, you better hurry, because the drawing for a diamond pendant and a Rolex watch is this Saturday, October 12th. Tickets are $50 each, and the money will assist the John Paul Kelly family. John Paul, store manager for Rush Line, is attempting to recover from extensive injuries. CF Rush Line Jewelers would like to thank families, friends, and clients for their wonderful support of John Paul and his family. Remember, the drawing's this Saturday for the pendant and the watch.
This is the Supertalk Sports Line on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
They're already in form here. They're already in form.
Are they really?
Yes. Grant's getting abused on his birthday. Mike Hamlick's showing off his Falling Rock Beach legs.
That's a visual I hope to never see.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Good luck, Grant. Good luck, man. Happy birthday, Grant Traylor. Have fun with those kids. HD Radio, your opportunity to talk to the athletic director, Mike Hamrick, the columnist from the Herald Dispatch, Chuck Landon, and Mike Kirtner, the president, CEO of everything Kirtner related.
Yes, indeed.
Best way to describe it. Have fun with those kids. Back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.